An item in the paper last week reported a new world record price for a car, $8 million for a 55-year-old act of automotive fantasy called a Bugatti Royale Berline de Voyage. At the other end of antique car sales is the Smith Brothers Auto Yard in Snydersburg, Maryland, John Smith, sole proprietor. This weekend, the last worn fragments of Mr. Smith's lifelong obsession were sold off for a few dollars. Cars, old cars, probably more than at any other site on at least the East Coast. Literally hundreds of them were scattered over the rural hillside junkyard about 20 miles north of Baltimore. These were cars from back when they were named for great explorers and conquerors, Hudsons and DeSotos and LaSalles. Cars with headlights like search beams, with great fat curvy fenders, with swooping chrome grills and spoked wheels. These are the cars they don't build them like anymore. An auctioneer was there Friday to show a visitor around.
This was a Model A, and what's left of it?
Well, it's just completely rusted.
Yeah. The only thing you're going to salvage would be the radiator and the motor parts off of that car there.
What do you think this would be worth if it had been taken care of?
This car would probably be worth about $5,000.
What do you think it's worth now?
About $50.
The Model A was all rust brown and collapsed in on itself, and so were all the other cars here. John Smith had kept them here in his junkyard, some of them for 50 years, with no more protection than his vigilant eye and eccentric ways. These kept them from collectors and thieves alike, but they could not defeat the rain and ice and sun. And now, John Smith knocked down by a stroke, his family forced to sell what is here, there's really very little left that's worth much.
A lot of grills and stuff that are salvageable. They've been up off of the ground, so the metal and especially the one over here off of the DeSoto would be salvageable.
Did you know Mr. Smith?
I'd been out here and talked to Mr. Smith, you know, several times.
Did you ever say to him, look, you know, this stuff would be valuable, but it's sitting here rusting away to nothing?
Well, he knew that, but I don't think he, you know, in his mind, he just kept it. And he's always said, the longer you keep it, the more it's worth.
The occasional flash of chrome, but nothing else shines here. It's all old rust, bent forms, and rot. Vines grow over dashboards. A Lincoln Zephyr is buried to its axles in mud. The roof is gone. A tree is growing up where the front seat had been. Nonetheless, searchers looked here for hidden treasures to bid on, and I found one older man shifting through the junk. His first car, he said, was a 36 Chevy Coupe.
I redid it and put a Rommel seat in it and all that. I wish I had that car today.
Well, maybe you can find it here.
I hope. That's what I'm looking for.
There are apparitions here, cars, many of them magnificent in form and style, but with hardly any more substance than a shadow. They come apart as you touch them, until the only thing left of John Smith's treasure is the shadow of the form, made whole by imagination and memory.
This one's got a radio in it.
Brings back memories, you know. That's what it is. My wife can't understand, you know. But I have it in the back of my head, and I know what I want, you know, and why. Yes, it brings back a lot of memories. Memories are great. They can't take that away from you. But I just like to get around here and look through all these old girls. Nice talking with you.
The auction sold 379 cars at an average price of $40. This is NPR, National Public Radio.